Welcome back. In today's episode, I'm talking about how to step into your mentorship calling with confidence. It all starts with your thoughts. If you allow the enemy to feed you negative thoughts of intimidation, insecurity, and doubt, you will remain stuck. On the other hand, if you allow the excitement of what God is showing you to flow through your mind and spirit, you will be able to get unstuck and move forward. This holds true for whatever calling God has placed in your heart. Tune in as I share a little bit about the power of your thoughts. Be blessed. Hey, sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God-given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wish I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's given call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. Let's talk about how to step into your mentorship calling with confidence. It all starts with how you think. It all starts with your thoughts. I want to read this passage of scriptures from 2 Corinthians 4 and 5, and then we're going to get right into the episode. It reads, "The weapons of the war we're fighting are not of the world, but are powered by God and effective at tearing down the strongholds erected against his truth. We are demolishing arguments and ideas, every high and mighty philosophy that pits itself against the knowledge of the one true God. We are taking prisoners of every thought, every emotion, and subduing them into the obedience to the Holy One." This passage of scripture talks about capturing every thought. And the thoughts that come to mind when we decide we want to step into this purpose, we realize this is what God has called us to do, and so all of a sudden we have these negative internal conversations. The enemy brings doubt. The enemy brings intimidation. The enemy brings insecurity. The enemy makes us feel inadequate to step out into this purpose. Those thoughts, those feelings, that's what we need to capture and return it back to the sender, because it's coming up against the truth that God has shown us, the truth in what he wants us to do. God has given us the power to do it. It's going to please him. That's why we have the desire. And so when we get excited about it and we focus on it, that's what stirs up the enemy. And here comes all the negativity and everything to make us feel uncomfortable. It keeps us stuck, because we don't know how to move forward. These thoughts, these feelings, we're to capture. Take them prisoner and make them subdue to the obedience of the anointed one. And we do that by scripture, by standing on the word of God and standing on his truth of what he has called you and I to do. So when we talk about thoughts, thoughts are neither good or bad. We can make them that way. We have the power to do that by the way we think. So, for instance, let me give you an example. Say the situation is starting your women's group or mentorship program. It's neither good and it's neither bad. It is just the situation. So, if you feel that you're too old and that it's too late for you to get started, thinking that way is going to cause you to feel discouraged, to feel unmotivated, you're uninspired. As a result of feeling that way, you're not going to take any type of action to pursue this calling or to pursue anything that's going to help you create this program or women's group. And as a result, you have not connected to the women God has called you to. You haven't done anything. You see how your thoughts, by you thinking a certain way, it stirs up a certain feeling inside of you. That feeling is an emotion. And because of how you feel, it determines how you're going to act and the actions that you're going to take. From the actions is the results. The results come from the actions that you do or do not take. You see what I'm saying? So that's an example of feeling negative, unmotivated by thinking you're too old or thinking it's too late. On the flip side of that, the same situation is starting a mentorship program or a women's group. If you look at that situation like, wow, I am so excited and you're just really connecting to this purpose and you feel really good about it, it is going to cause you to do what you need to do to make it happen. You're going to feel good about it. So those feelings are going to cause positive actions like, okay, let me see what I need to do to get started. Who do I need to connect with? How do I make this work? And as a result of those actions, you're going to be able to connect with the women that God has assigned you to. See, thoughts are everything. It's how you think about the situation. It's how you think about the circumstance or anything in your life. It's how you make your choices. And as a result of your thoughts, it's going to determine the actions and the results that you're going to get. It's so much power in your thought. And that's why I say this is how you can step into your mentorship calling with confidence, because you know when you feel good about it, when you are excited about it, God's got your back. You have the scripture to stand on to back it up that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You already know that God has given you the desire to do what pleases Him. He's going to give you the power to do it. You know that all things are working together for your good. You already know that God knows the plans that He has for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Standing just on those scriptures right now is going to help you move. And it's going to give you all the confidence you need to start moving in the direction of your purpose. So you can make an impact in the kingdom of God. It's all how you think about it. And so when negative thoughts come in, God would not give you a desire then tell you you're too old to do it. It doesn't make sense. It's not going to happen. So you need to capture that thought and return it back to the sender, because you know it didn't come from God. And that's the same when you hear, you share your vision, you got people in your ear, naysayers, capture them thoughts. You don't have to connect with it emotionally. Once you connect with something emotionally, that's going to determine your action. And from your action, you're going to get a result. And what result do you want to have, woman of God? You can have the result of just like staying stuck because you're believing all the lies that the enemy is telling you. Or you can have the result of stepping into your calling and being joyful and excited about it and connecting with all the women that God has assigned to you. We have a choice, and it starts with our thoughts. As a man thinketh, so is he. I hope this blessed you today, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye now. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.